Welcome to Dr. Red Says. Our show is all about taking charge of your mental, physical, and spiritual health. We'll answer your questions about the various healing modalities, and most of all, we're going to have some fun. Now, here is your host, Dr. Red.
Good afternoon, America. Well, it is a wonderful day out here in San Diego. We're not under like 8 feet of snow, so I'm sorry you guys that are snowed in, but at least you can listen to the show. I am crunching on a cough tablet because Californians don't know how to handle rain. And it rained last week and I think the week before. And we all went crazy, had a lot of car crashes and caught colds. Darn. But it sure beats being under 8 feet of snow. So, you know, there's the advantages. So in this area, I don't know why nobody ever calls my office except when I'm trying to do a show. In this area, you've got to learn how to take care of yourself because all these things happen. The weather changes, you get overstressed, you don't get enough sleep. You need to do some things to take care of your body. So I am so blessed today. I have the lady who wrote the, when they say they wrote the book, she wrote the book. It's like an owner's manual for the body, and it tells you everything you need to know to keep yourself tuned. And you know, I don't have anything against MDs. They were nice enough to take out my brain tumor, but there are things you can do for yourself and keep yourself in a good condition so that anything does happen, then you're in better shape to deal with that. So this lady, I was expecting, I saw a book saying essential oils for mindfulness and meditation. And I'm an aromatherapist, so I go, cool, I'm with essential oils. And then it said mindfulness meditation, and man, I cannot shut off my mind. So I'm going, this is good, I want to learn about meditation. And then I found out there's so much more in here. So the lady, Heather Dawn Godfrey, and I don't know British initials for degrees, so she has a PGCE and a BSc. She is an aromatherapist. She's a fellow of the International Federation of Aromatherapists, and she teaches aromatherapy. This book had more than my course did, I have to say. She's published a number of articles and research papers exploring the benefits of essential oils and how they can be applied in the management of ADHD. And we did discuss maybe talking about PTSD as well, because my veterans have a lot of that. And she lives in Lyme Regis, Dorset, I hope I said that okay, in the United Kingdom. So welcome, Heather. Welcome to the show.
Your show.
Yes, you're there. I want to make sure she's there. We don't get a lot of callers from other countries, so you're still there, right?
I'm still here, yes.
Okay. So tell me, how on earth did you get to become an aromatherapist and an expert on meditation and nutrition?
Okay. It goes back many years. I learned to meditate in the early 70s when it was a very fringe thing to do. And I met a lot of people through the course of doing that because a lot of people were drawn to it. To meditation. It drew lots of people from different walks of life. And so I met people like Robert Tisserand and Andrew Lockie and a number of other people who were very young in those days, but they were just sort of starting out, and Robert was just beginning his business, his aromatherapy business, and he invited me to work for him. So I gave up my job and went and worked for him, and I learned so much about essential oils, and he was definitely an inspiration for me. I got to experience the oils, and it was, so it inspired me. I learned about all the complementary medicines, but essential oils inspired me the most, I think because they're very experiential, and they have this wonderful, these many wonderful qualities, but they work psycho-emotionally, they can be uplifting, etc., and they're very pleasant, so there's something very joyful about being able to use them.
That's true, and it is the strongest sense of the five senses. Your sense of smell is the strongest, and it is amazing how if you go around any guy and you let him smell cinnamon or vanilla, he thinks of his mother making cookies when he was young.
Yes, the sense of smell is an intrinsic part of our brain mechanism. I think it belongs to the old part of our brain. It's sort of set within the limbic system, and so there's a strong sort of memory connection with smell, and obviously we used it as in ancient times to forage out, to sort of smell out what's good and what's bad for us. So it's a very basic instinct, but it's very, very strong within us. And it's very, very strongly associated with memory. And this can be used very positively. So you can create new and positive memories using essential oils as well. So, yes, it's wonderful.
Yeah, it is amazing because when you think about it, all these things are laid out for us and there are just all these oils. You mentioned the serenity sense, which I think is really cool because we all need to get a little calmness in our life. But it makes you wonder who thought these up at the very beginning and who was going around chewing on plants or sniffing plants and deciding what effect they got from them. You know, it just boggles my mind how people have found out all of these properties of plants.
Yes, I think obviously we've learned through history, haven't we? We've learned through trial and error, and our ancestors, the way our ancestors did it, and so they foraged out and they tried different herbs, and they discovered that different herbs and plants would have different qualities and different effects. And I think with essential oils, in the very very early days in the Egyptian times and perhaps before that, they used to infuse the plant material in oil or fat. It was usually fat in those days, animal fat, and the essential oils would be released from the plant and then exude into the fat or the oil, and then they would use that as a perfume or a salve. So they discovered the healing qualities, the skin healing qualities and the antimicrobial qualities in that way, so I guess through trial and error, as we learn with everything, but obviously that's been passed down through the ages, so it's an ancient practice. It isn't new. It's a very old practice. It's tried and tested, and it works.
And I love the stories because I actually, different companies have different essential oils available. So I belong to Young Living and doTERRA, and then I buy ones from various other companies. But Young Living has one, a whole line of products called Thieves, and that's what I was sucking on was a cough drop made from Thieves. And the story is so cool because I'm going, why is this thing named Thieves? And in the old days when there were grave robbers and they would go either take the jewelry and nice things off the body or they would just take a whole body and give it to the medical school, they were prone to catching diseases. So they invented this blend, these thieves, to rub on them so that they didn't catch diseases when they were stealing bodies and possessions. So it's a weird name for a line of products.
We're tapping into the incredible antimicrobial qualities of essential oils. And during the plague in Europe, they did the same. They used to burn leaves and herbs to exude the essential oils to get the antiseptic and antiviral and antimicrobial qualities. And people used to wear masks that were stuffed with herbs. And this protected them from getting the plague. So there is a long history of using plants for their essential oils to stave off infection, disease, and to heal the skin as well.
Yeah, it's amazing what this can do because we talked on before the show, and I have this just hideous cough variant asthma, and nobody can make it go away. But if it gets really bad, I just put a few drops of the Thieves oil itself. They have a different line of different products, but the Thieves oil itself in some honey, just a little teaspoon of honey. It sounds like Mary Poppins. But you put the Thieves oil in the honey, and it coats your throat and puts all of those oils along your throat, and I stop coughing. Codeine cough medicine doesn't do that.
That's really effective. You can use steam inhalation as well. That's another very effective way, putting a couple of drops of, say, for example, tea tree, because it's a good all-round antimicrobial, or cajuput, or cypress. Most tree oils are very, very good for the respiratory system. If you look at a tree and you think of the branches and then you turn that tree upside down, it looks like the alveoli in a lung. It looks like a lung upside down. So tree oils are generally very good for the respiratory system. But we don't tend to take them internally over here. We tend to, that unless they're biomedically given out, I think because the essential oils can irritate the mucous membrane. So we tend to be a little bit cautious about that over here.
Yeah, that's why I trust a company or someone like you to say this is what you need, because they have researched this so well that they know. I mean, mostly it's spices, it's cinnamon and clove and strange things that you would, you know, these are things that you can take internally, but there is no way I would, and I'm certified, but I will never make a recipe or do it without searching like three different aromatherapy sites. Because I'm afraid
to be very, very careful, because some of the oils can be toxic. But those oils that you just mentioned, they are highly antiseptic and antiviral, and they would be very effective. And we do find those as herbs and spices within preparations to take internally. But there's a difference between the essential oil and the herb and the spice, because the essential oils tend to be very highly concentrated, and that's
true,
I think. Whereas within the herb, they are distributed amongst other elements and chemicals, which tend to, some of those other elements can be calmative, so that they would make the essential oil element of the herb less irritant. But the point is that the essential oils are extremely effective as antivirals and antiseptic, and I think you don't need to take them in huge amounts. You can take them in very small amounts to have a very good effect. So steam inhalation,
true,
a couple of drops in hot water with a towel over your head, and breathing in the vapors of the steam is a very good way of treating respiratory and throat conditions, because you're breathing in the essential oils in enough quantity not to irritate the mucous membrane, but it's a very good route into the lungs and into the system as well.
You know, and the MDs, I call them mechanical doctors because they know how our body works mechanically, but they have given me essentially an item to do that, where they put the medicine in a little cup and it goes through this thing and it comes out a hose. It produces steam that I can breathe through this hose, and I don't know what they call it, but it's for asthmatics. So basically they're doing with medicine what we can do with natural products, which I think are a lot nicer. That's one of the reasons I like the honey, because we use local honey, so it's got the local antibodies and things that in this area. It's local raw honey. Yeah. So yeah. I like that a whole lot better than sucking on that machine.
I suppose we can make it much more pleasant, and we can be choiceful about the oils that we select. And I think our nose, you know, as well as looking up at the qualities of the oil, it's always best to read up about the oil before you use it. But
absolutely.
Also, our sense of smell is an incredibly good indicator in terms of what is going to be good for us and not. And I do find that when I'm working with clients, that once I've chosen the oils, the client will choose which one of those oils will be, or which two or three will be best for them, because their sense of smell is the best indicator which one would be perfect for them, or which ones would be perfect for them. We tend to reject what isn't good for us, but we're attracted or we like what is good for us at a very, very basic level. But then it makes it pleasurable as well. And also there's a sense of participation and being proactive in the whole treatment as well. So that makes it very, very positive.
Yeah, we have just a minute or so before break, but when we come back, I do want to talk about this, the participation part of this. Yeah, you can get somebody to prescribe oils for you, but you need to know how to use them, when to use them, what state of body, mind you are in. And so the other half of that, the mindfulness meditation, is so interesting, especially with my population, because we're working with veterans and some active duty and their families. They think differently. They think this is all woo-woo, it's crazy, you know. No, it's not. It's physics. It's honestly as scientific as it gets. It's as crystals and oils are as scientific as an MRI. You just have to be able to explain it to them. Once you do that, then you can maybe get them to look into some of these things. And some of these things, when we come back, I want to ask you about what I'm using on my husband for PTSD is biblical. I never even thought about this. I'm a Jew. I just became a Jew for Jesus when I had my brain tumor. I had never even thought of one of these things. And it's from smack out of the Bible when Jesus was born. And it works. for PTSD. So you guys, think about that. Anybody who knows any aromatherapy, think about that and think, what is she going to tell you when we come back from the break? And Heather, I bet you know which one I'm talking about. It's to help them with their dreams. They have horrible nightmares and night terrors. And we'll be right back and we'll tell you what that is with Heather Dawn Godfrey, the angel of everything to do with your body.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need Success No Therapy. Dr. Red, a.k.a. Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
Here's a question for you. You got no success? I've got the therapy. I'm Dr. Sarah Young, founder of Success No Therapy, and I'll help you define your success and choose the therapy that'll get it for you. You name it, hypnotherapy, aromatherapy, timeline therapy, NLP, EFT, crystals, angel healing, and more. They're all available anywhere in the world. Like my radio show, Dr. Red Says, we are here online 24/7. Visit www.drsarahmyoung.com or www.facebook.com/drredsays to arrange an appointment or call 858-860-0461. Blessings.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
I'm wearing my Archangel Michael, the Archangel of Communication, and he's just frowning at me going, Mr. Q, huh? I didn't hear that. We are going to, and this is all about mindset. I get so excited when I interview someone who is so amazing, like Heather. And so we're going to get into a little bit, I will tell you the essence that we were talking about. And we're going to get into the mindfulness and meditation, because if you are all excited and nutsy cuckoo stressed out, it's probably not going to work as well. But the essence is, are you guys ready? Frankincense. And frankincense is wonderful for dreams and calming your having a good night's sleep. But before we do that, you talked about mindfulness and meditation, and it supports mental health and well-being. It can actually change your brainwave pattern. It can actually make you calm enough that this stuff is more effective. And people think, oh, you know, I'm not a Buddhist. Do you have to be a Buddhist to meditate?
No. Meditation is a practical process, so it's, you don't have to be religious. You can have your own faith. You can do your own practice, but it doesn't interfere with anything that you do. It's just like going for a walk. You know, anything that you do naturally anyway. Meditation is a natural process. So you don't have to have a religious belief to practice meditation. It is akin to prayer in some ways, in some cultures. But I mean, prayer is about expressing intention. So it's acknowledging a deeper sense of yourself as well, that soul part of yourself. And whether you use that word, you know, with a capital S or a small S, we do have a spiritual aspect to ourselves as well as a material aspect.
Oh, yeah.
And so meditation taps into that spiritual, with a small s, a non-religious aspect of ourselves. That's an intrinsic part of ourselves. It's inseparable. It's just as we are. And so meditation hones attention back to that aspect of ourselves, that central part of ourselves,
so that
we can experience just a sense of being.
You mentioned mindfulness, and I think that helps, because for those of us whose minds race like maniacs, we have an idea that we have to sit cross-legged and say, Om, I can't do that. But mindfulness, I can do. And I don't think people understand the difference.
Yes. I think, there are various techniques to meditation, and some people use mantras.
Okay. Ooh, I hope we didn't lose Heather, because she's off in England. So she was talking about, we lost Heather? Okay, well, hopefully she will call right back. So we were going to discuss the mindfulness and then some essential oils for certain things. So what I will tell you, I'll give you my background with working with my husband in PTSD, and then when we can get her back, we will discuss that. But people who have experienced PTSD, and you don't have to be a war veteran to do this. You could have been in a hideous crash. You could have experienced something else that's just incredibly traumatizing. And your amygdala, that lovely thing in your brain, has grabbed onto that and said, ah, all men are evil. Or, oh my God, the traffic is going to kill me. Or, I can't go up high because I'll fall to my death. Oh, cool. Okay, so we were talking about what does mindfulness do for you? I'm talking about people with PTSD, and they have all these crazy ideas. I can't go out. People are out to get me. If I try to drive, I'll have a crash. So how does mindfulness help people get over all this stuff?
Right. I think post-traumatic stress is a very complex condition, and it's a natural reaction to have been in an unnatural situation. So it's a natural response. It's a very, very exaggerated, so it creates a really heightened sense of anxiety. So we have these very anxious thoughts. So it feeds on itself as well. So as you just said, you know, somebody's going to go out to drive, will then suddenly think of all the negative things that might happen. So it builds up, and it's almost creating a self-fulfilling prophecy. So the thing with mindfulness is to stop that chatter, to stop the intensity of that chatter. Sometimes meditation isn't good. If somebody's in a very, very, very heightened state of anxiety, sometimes meditation can draw too much attention to the mind. And so it's better to do something that distracts you. Or also, if you could use the essential oils, for example, because they would instill, for example, frankincense we were talking about before, deepens the breathing, slows the breathing, and so it takes away that sense of panic and anxiety. It helps to physically control it by slowing the breathing. So meditation,
if you're
works
doing
very
this,
well.
Can you guide yourself can you do like your own guided meditation and imagine that wherever you're, like you say, I've been crashed a couple of times. People have just totaled my car. Not my fault, but California drivers. So I hate to drive. Now, can you go into this state of mindfulness and kind of imagine a calm, uneventful trip somewhere?
Yes, you can do that. Well, you can. That's the thing, is to create new positive memories. So the old memory, the one that shocked you, is there and it's very loud and it's in the foreground. And so, as you said before, it tends to start to wire you. It's creating a neural pathway so that we sort of fall into it every time. And the thing that meditation can do is to help you to rewire your experience, rewire your expectation, rewire your thinking, so that you're taking a different path, a different route within the brain. So you can sit. The thing with meditation is to sit, be calm, experience meditation, experience being still within meditation. And then if you want to use visualization, visualize yourself in a positive state, so driving somewhere very beautiful, driving safely, or whatever. And then you can use essential oils to reinforce that memory.
Ah, there we go. So if you are meditating or visualizing with, say, I love rose. I mean, I just love rose. I'm a Texan. It's our state flower. So if you're meditating and you have this beautiful rose scent and you love it and it makes you feel good, you can put that in your car as well. There are diffusers for cars. Yes. So will that make you tend to...
Yes, but so you're kind, yes, because then this is what we were talking about before, about memory being intrinsic within the old part of our brain and our sense of smell being wired to that very, very closely. So smell and association is very, very strong. So if you're smelling a particular odor, and we know this because we can smell things and it takes us right back to our childhood. Or, you know, smelling orange oil, for example, takes me back to when I was a little girl drinking orange juice and playing out with my friends. So there's a very powerful association between the sense of smell and memory. So we can use that in a positive way. So yes, you can. It's always better to blend oils as well, I find, because rather than just use a single oil, if you blend the oil, it sort of helps then, because you can have negative and positive memories associated with the sense of smell. So it helps you to move on when you need to as you're sort of progressing and improving. But the sense of smell, smelling the essential oil, not only are you creating that memory because of the oil, the sense of smell, but also the oils have particular psycho-emotional influences. So they influence the way that you feel, they influence your perception, they influence your hormones. So they influence the parasympathetic nervous system, so there's a physiological effect. So they create calmness. As well as associating the memory of being calm, for example, of being sat in meditation. So when you smell that oil in the car, you're getting two effects. You're getting one is the physiological effect from the actual chemicals within the oil, and the other is the memory association with that smell if you've used that oil in a calm situation prior to that.
That is so cool. I'm going to have to put some a car diffuser in. I just got Dr. Redmobile. It's California, you have to drive everywhere. And I did not have my own car. We finally bought my own car, and as soon as I did, I broke my leg, so I haven't really driven anywhere for a couple of months. But I need to get a diffuser for that, because California traffic, especially in the rain, scares the bejabers out of me. And I know it does other people. But what you were talking about with memory, because I have one guy that I've worked with forever. He's a genius. I mean, the guy is really, really intelligent, worked wonderfully in the military, and got caught up in the Tet Offensive in Vietnam. And every year about this time, he barricades himself in his house and shoots out the window. He thinks he's in Vietnam. And they always call 911. That's our emergency number. And they always have to have the police come and calm him down. And it's so sad. I've never been able to connect him with any fragrances that might calm him down. But the guy goes nuts for a little while. And I'm thinking, are essential oils safe for everyone? I mean, even somebody that's like that far over?
Yes, they are. They can be safe. Obviously, there's physiological reasons that they may not be safe. And you'd have to look at each individual oil and look at, for example, if somebody's taking biomedicine, medication, you have to make sure that the essential oil doesn't interfere with that. But generally, essential oils are safe to use for everybody. I think the thing is to understand, obviously, it's a very, very deep experience. Post-traumatic stress is a complicated, very deep experience, and it isn't something that you just over, and essential oils aren't just going to wash it all away. But what they can help you do is reframe your perception, your frame of reference. So there's a lot about past experiences coming up with post-traumatic stress disorder. So the past becomes the present. It's not happening in the present, but because it's feels so real, it feels as if it is. And the thing is to break that cycle, to understand, and this is where meditation comes in, is to understand the difference between what happened in the past and what is happening here and now at this moment in time. And at this moment in time, that trigger, whatever it was that happened that caused that experience to come forward, whatever trauma set that off, isn't happening in the here and now.
I'm very happy to tell our listeners. Now, we have veterans all over the world, and I don't think they understand that they can use the Veterans Administration all over the world. But they have just approved a couple of things. One is emotional freedom technique, which is tapping and it releases energy. But they've also just approved cognitive behavioral therapy, which is pretty much kind of what you're talking about. You know, changing the old beliefs. And say, hey, that's not really a working belief anymore. Let's change it to this. The Veterans Administration is finally understanding that that works. And if you have the aroma to back it up, how much better is that?
You know, I think if you use it in combination with essential oils, I think it's incredibly powerful. And I think essential oils are underestimated because they're seen as something that's trivial, perhaps, or pampering, and they're not always taken seriously. But they have an incredible influence, psycho-emotional influence, that can be very, very supportive, particularly when you're looking at counseling and cognitive behavioral therapy. They can really help reinforce positive memories and help to change the brain wiring, to reframe, to give a different experience, to give a positive experience, because they do uplift, they do sedate, they do give you a feeling of being grounded. So we talk about frankincense, we come back to that wonderful oil because it has so many incredible qualities, and it's an oil I use so much for conditions like anxiety and depression.
Absolutely.
Panic attacks. Because, as I mentioned before, it has this physiological effect where it slows and deepens the breathing. And by doing that, the person takes more oxygen, they feel calmer. And then they're able to deal with themselves from a calmer place.
I have to get this because it's not you, it's me, plugging this book. This is an absolute shameless plug for this book, because it is incredible. Not only will you learn about these essential oils and meditation that we talked about, but there are areas in that book that cover things that even I, and I've got 2 doctorates and 12 certificates in alternative health, I didn't know all this stuff about how nutrients and oils relate, how medicines and oils relate, how exercise and everything relates. It's amazing. And if you don't believe it, we have a show on TV, and it's something for a miracle, prayed for a miracle, or I survived a miracle. This lady had bipolar and tried to kill herself, and she was cutting herself and all these things, and they couldn't fix it. And she finally got off all the lithium and found out she had food allergies. Holy cow, yes. Food allergies.
Yes. And this is why I've included the diet, which is very basic, but it explains, the different nutrients within the foods and the deficiency symptoms. And sometimes depression can be because you're not having enough magnesium, for example, and the same with anxiety. And often when we're in an anxious state, we don't assimilate our food properly because we're not digesting it properly. So we can be missing vital nutrients and minerals. So it all comes into play, and it is a combination. If you want, it's an integrated approach. You've got the essential oils on one level, but then we need to be looking at our diet and even the household products, things that have got lots of chemicals in,
absolutely.
Air sprays, etc., can cause depression. So the point is to peel back everything that you're doing and look at everything, not just one thing, but everything, and then take a complementary approach and look at your diet, look at the things in your environment, and then, look at what you do. So you can then, this is where you can take on yoga, exercise as well, because by doing yoga and Pilates and various other very controlled exercise, you're releasing energy within the body. So you're maximizing the flow of energy within your body, which then affects your metabolism, it affects your state of mind, you become clearer thinking.
Add
then essential oils, which, they're antimicrobial, so they'll fight off infections, they uplift, They uplift
your mood.
There are so many things. The combination is incredible.
There are so many things, and this is why, now I actually have a, you know, diffuser bracelet, and I have that on my wrist, and I put oils on that. It's made of a volcanic stones. But the reason I want you all to get this book, now they sent me, it was very nice, the publisher sent me a hard copy, which I love, and I've marked it all up and got bookmarks everywhere. But you can go to Kindle, and you can get this book, and the neat thing about that is, except for my husband, the only troglodyte on earth who doesn't have a cell phone, you can get this book, put it on your phone, and open it up anytime on Kindle. If you're in the store and you want to decide, should I buy this or not buy this? It's amazing. This book is seriously the owner's manual to your body. Yeah. There are so many things. And if you're out somewhere, just take your phone. I have an Apple, so I just say, Siri, hey, Siri, open Kindle and then open Essential Oils for Mindfulness and Meditation, and then we can get to this part. And, I shouldn't be eating that. Or, you know, maybe I need to go take a walk. It's an amazing book.
Thank you very much. I think,
seriously,
I wrote it, I guess because I'm a teacher, I lectured at the University of Salford near Manchester in the north of England for a number of years, and I lectured in the School of Health Sciences, and I wrote the book from the perspective of being a teacher as well, because I understand what students need to learn about their health. So the book is written as a foundation. It's to give a really good, strong, broad foundation so that people can learn the basics, but also have a really good background on which to build, so they can build their learning. So I aimed to give them a broad stroke of information, the correct information using the right terminology, etc., so that they would then learn and develop their understanding, starting with my 15 Serenity Essential Oils, but then that would give them a chance to build their own learning as well.
Yeah, this is probably, and I've taken a lot of classes and done a lot of books for this radio show. This is probably the best guide that I have ever seen for this. And when we come back, we're going to do three breaks this time instead of two, because we lost Heather on the satellite or whatever it went on. So when we come back, I have a crystal and an angel card that are supporting exactly everything that Heather is saying. I'm just amazed at that. So we're going to talk about that. And then if we can just a little bit talk about the blends. I know my husband goes crazy when he smells a particular perfume that his mother used to wear. She's deceased. So that when you're blending fragrances, when we come back, we're going to talk about how you blend fragrances and which oils will help you support your concentration, your wakefulness, there's oils that can rev you up. So when we come back, we're going to talk about all of those things, and I will be back with the angel of everything about your body and soul, and the angel and crystal card as well. So, Heather, you got your last couple of questions cut out for you. Ready to go?
Yes.
Okay, so we got one more minute. No, we don't. There went the music. This is a fun day today, I'm telling you. So we will be right back with Heather Dawn Godfrey, the angel of absolutely everything you need to know about your body. We'll be right back.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need success no therapy. Dr. Red, aka Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
Here's a question for you. You got no success? I've got the therapy. I'm Dr. Sarah Young, founder of Success No Therapy, and I'll help you define your success and choose the therapy that'll get it for you. You name it, hypnotherapy, aromatherapy, timeline therapy, NLP, EFT, crystals, angel healing, and more. They're all available anywhere in the world. Like my radio show, Dr. Red Says, we are here online 24/7. Visit www.drsarahmyoung.com or www.facebook.com/drredsays to arrange an appointment, or call 858-860-0461. Blessings.
Have you left the cage that held you back but find yourself in the wild of your life wondering, what do I do now? I'm Dr. Lisa Cooney, and today I'm going to give you the tools to answer that question. Regardless of the issue, your choices of the past no longer need to haunt you. You have the power to change that and to create from a space of fun and ease. How different can your life be? Find out. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, y'all. And we're here with Heather Dawn Godfrey, who to me is the angel of absolutely everything that has to do with your body. And I do have to tell you, because in her bio it said her first book, so that means there are more. And the second book, Essential Oils for the Whole Body, will be released in autumn, and I'm going to invite you back because this is so fascinating. And it's just so in line with the entire theme of my show and my sponsors. Basically, Genesis Environmental and Freedom Farms, it's ACTS, the Book of ACTS, ACTS Freedom Farms for Veterans. We're going back to the land. We're recycling everything until it's pure, and then growing organic things, teaching the veteran, taking homeless veterans, giving them a home, putting them on a farm, teaching them how to do this, healing them while they're doing this, and then they can sell these organic products to everyone else. So we're basically rebuilding the Garden of Eden. And it's so important, because I go out and I smell the roses in my front yard, oh my goodness. Or if you hug a tree, you can actually, if you're very mindful, you can feel the sap moving in the tree. You're so grounded to Mother Earth. And it's not that woo-woo. Guys, doctors are prescribing this now. They are prescribing a walk in the forest or on the beach or whatever. So the crystal card that we pulled today, and this is from a crystal and angel, I wouldn't want to call it a tarot deck. It's a divining deck. Is sodalite. Sodalite is a very interesting stone. The stone says, are you experiencing physical inflammations? Do you get headaches or sinus conditions? In a situation in your life that is inflamed or turbulent, holy cow, this is America, I don't know about England, use visualization, meditation, aromatherapy to calm yourself. Use these tools to experience peace and tranquility. And the angel of calmness is the one that brought us this. So here's the angel of calmness. And the affirmations are, I usually say them three times. You can get the show on archive on voiceamerica.com. Go get the show. I am calm. I am at peace. I am relaxed and all is well. I live a spiritual, peace-filled life. I sail through life on calm, nurturing waters. I enjoy good health, free of inflammation. Yay, I needed that. We talked about that. I'm on my fourth antibiotic, and the doctor still can't figure out how to get rid of one bug I've got. I think I'm just going to meditate on what this card told me. Wow. So we said anybody could do this. Can you just use one oil, or is it better to blend them? And is there a limit to how many oils you want to put together in a blend?
Yes, you can use one oil. One effective oil would be great. So, for example, you're talking about obviously you've got an infection, so you could just use tea tree or just use frankincense, and they would probably be very effective.
But okay, now, what ways can I employ that tea tree oil to get it into my body.
Okay. Now, with tea tree oil, it's the exception. Lavender and tea tree are the exceptions to the rule where you can put them directly on your skin.
Wow.
In small quantities and not often. You do it every so often. You can do that. But if you were going to use, say, for example, frankincense, you can use, as I said before, we talked about a steam diffuser. So if it's for a chest infection or to help clear your head and sinuses, you can use a steam inhalation. So that's a bowl of hot water with two or three drops in. Head, you close your eyes, pop a towel over your head and breathe in the vapors, come up for air. Or you can use a roller bottle. You can buy these. There's the glass bottles with a top with a roller ball on, and you can put vegetable oil, so grape seed or olive oil, into the bottle and drop up to 6 drops of essential oil and pop the lid on, and then you can roll that onto your skin. So we always put essential oils into an emollient, and now by that I mean a vegetable oil, coconut oil, a lotion, so a non-perfumed lotion, or a cream. Something what we call a carrier medium. This protects the skin and also helps the essential oil to absorb into the skin as well.
How about these
essential oils are very, very, very drying to the skin on their own.
Really?
They are highly concentrated chemicals. The term oil is very misleading. They're not oily. They're very drying and very chemically. So they will dry your skin and cause irritation.
Use them with an emollient
and use them in moderation. So no more than 3 to 6 drops. If you're using them locally on the skin, just 1 or 2 drops. If you're using them in a diffuser, you can use up to 6 to 8 drops.
Okay. In water.
The atmosphere.
In water,
so
right?
So use them in moderation.
Now, there's one that I'm doing right now for the cough, and it's one of the aromatherapy sites I went to. So they gave me the recipe, and you can make your own, like a Vicks inhaler that we used to have when we were kids. It's just a little sticky that you put under your nose, and it has felt inside, and there's chemicals on the felt. So they actually had a recipe that I could put in a little inhaler bottle, and then I can sniff it when I'm starting to cough. And so that's kind of cool. I thought you only had to buy, you know, you had to buy inhalers from the drugstore. You can make your own.
And I talk about that in the book. I talk about different methods of using essential oils, and one of those methods is using an aroma stick. We call it an aroma stick over here.
Yes.
So it is like a little Vicks tube, isn't it?
Yes, exactly.
And it has a tube with a cotton, a bit of rolled up cotton or whatever inside, tissue, and you drop the oils on and then enclose it in the tube, and the tube has a little hole at one end, and you can just pop that near your nose and inhale it, and it's safe. And you can use that with children because they're not coming into contact then with the essential oil, so they're very safe to use. It's a very good way of having something in your pocket that you can take out and just inhale when you need it.
Wow. It's really funny. We were looking for one of the ingredients for my thing, and my husband was helping me because I'm partially paralyzed, knocked over my little tray of oils that don't fit in. I have a box full of, you know, oils, and some of them were sitting on top. So one oil broke on the floor, and we picked up the glass, and the room smelled magnificent for like 2 days. And that's the calmest I have ever seen him.
They are highly volatile. So if you do spill them, they don't last very long. They do vaporize very quickly.
It was actually a blend that I bought from somewhere, and it was instead of going around your house burning sage, which is, you know, your smoke alarm will go off, it was a sage spray. And it was in a glass bottle, and the bottle broke. So there was sage in there. There were crystals in there. I don't know what else. But, boy, was my husband mellow for a couple of days. I loved it. So, Jean, this is interesting. And some of them, like, guys go, I'm not going to do this. I don't want to do this. I know there was something. It's not in your book, but your book has everything you ever need to know about this stuff. One of them said, put it on the soles of your feet and then put your socks on. I went, wow, never thought about that. So there are so many ways to do this and so little time to continue because I have so many questions to ask. Will you, when your other book comes out, will you come in and tell us all about that one as well?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yes, of course.
I love it. And you guys, honestly, you really seriously need to get this book. The neat thing about Kindles and phones and readers, you can put thousands of books in that little thing in your hand. It's wonderful. So if you're in the doctor's waiting room and he's going to tell you something you don't want to hear anyway, look up an alternative and talk to him about it. I have a really good MD, and he's so cool. And so if he gets to the edge of where he can't fix anything, he goes, okay, you try. And we work together. And if I say I want to do this, he goes, yeah, I wouldn't suggest that. If I want to do that, he goes, yeah, that's cool, do that. That's the perfect way to work your body and the medical system, because MDs don't know everything. Alternative healers don't know everything. But if we work together, wow. I mean, I should have died in 1988. This is my 30th anniversary of the brain tumor that's been killing off politicians, mostly Bo Biden, Senator, what's his name from Arizona? Teddy Kennedy, nasty brain tumor. And wow, I should be dead. But the doctors and I work together and we do some alternative stuff, some medical stuff. They certainly fixed my broken leg. I do appreciate that. So I suggest you guys get this book, get it, put it in your phone or your tablet, and instead of playing a game while you're in the waiting room, look up what you're going to talk to the doctor about, and don't let the doctor run your life. Be a partner in your own health, especially with PTSD. PTSD is one of the scariest. It's not, they don't even say D anymore. The millennials over here will not allow us to say post-traumatic stress disorder, because it's not a disorder, it is a reaction.
I agree with that so totally. It's the wrong word to use. It's not. It's a natural response to being in a very unnatural situation, and it's the body's way of reacting and responding. So that, you know, it's, yeah, and it needs to be respected for that as well.
If you can get a guy with acute PTSD, and you can make up a custom inhaler thing that looks like a Vicks inhaler for your cold, he might actually use that. He's not going to go, I'm wearing crystals, I'm doing...
It's much more acceptable, especially because they are quite common in other respects as well, because like we see them, people using them with Vicks and what have you. So it's not airy-fairy.
Yes, thank you very much.
And it's very practical. It's a very practical thing to use.
It is wonderful, and seriously, I mean, we haven't gotten to this, the year 2019, however they decide to count it, by not coexisting with Mother Nature and using Mother Nature first and then the other stuff second. I mean, if you want an aspirin, go get, willow bark? If Digitalis is a weed or a flower, all of this, guys, it's all coming from Mother Earth. And if you know how to use it, you might help yourself and not have to be at the mercy of the medical system and be stressed out. I mean, what can I say? This is, go get the book, guys. It's really cool. And it has some great charts and graphs, and you can mark them off and say, wow, there's everything I need to know right there. So it's not enough. For me, I want to know what your new book says, because I really, really do enjoy the essential oils for everything. So, autumn, I got to wait till autumn, huh?
Yeah.
That's.
I'm not sure which date, but in the autumn. And it goes into a lot more detail. And we also look at subtle elements. So we look at color and crystals that we associate with the essential oils. So it has a much more broad spectrum, but a much deeper, much more knowledge.
That is so exciting, because that's pretty much what I do. I do the crystals and the colors and the oils and hypnosis. And trust me, of being blind, paralyzed, 30-something surgeries and brain cancer, the hardest thing I ever did was lose 150 pounds that got put on when I was paralyzed. And just the difference in mindset. You just come back here and we'll tell you how to fix just about everything. I am so excited to invite you back. Please do, as soon as your book is ready, send one over and call me back. And if I could ever get to England, I'd love to visit you.
Okay.
Okay, so you guys, thank you so much for this. I hope you enjoyed it. I just had a blast because I love these things. And we will be back next week. And we are talking about, we're talking about the ghost tour. Ooh. Okay, so until then, guys, remember, it is okay to flip your wig. It is not okay to lose your mind. Go out there and get that book and be calm. I'll see you next week. Thank you so much, Heather.
Thanks for tuning in this week to Dr. Red Says. Please join Dr. Sarah Young, a.k.a. Dr. Red, again next Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. In the next week, laugh in the face of adversity and move forward.